Good morning, 7:33. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Memorial Day is Monday, a time to remember those who have worn the country's uniform and are no longer living. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien speaks with the director of Bay Pines and Florida National Cemetery at Bushnell, Kurt Rotar, on how to observe the holiday.
Typically, we get a lot of the most current families of the decedents from the past year, but we get a lot of people that come back year after year. It's a time to come out and pay tribute to their family members that are buried at the National Cemetery, to meet and greet other veterans, to say something to or be with other folks that have worn the uniform. It's a most appropriate place to spend Memorial Day, I think, is at a National Cemetery.
You work there, but I guess you would be there even if you didn't work there.
Yes. I haven't missed a Memorial Day ceremony in over 30 years.
Really? Why so?
Well, part of it is like you said, it is my job, but it's also because I'm a veteran, and I think having worn the uniform and being able to pay tribute to those that have gone before me, or even those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, I just think it's the best way to kick off the summer season.
If someone can't make it to a national cemetery, as a veteran, what do you think are appropriate ways to at least acknowledge the day and what it means?
A lot of people fly American flags at their home. It's most appropriate on Memorial Day to put your flag at half staff until noon, and then at noon raise it again to full staff. That's one way that you can do it, a very passive way that you can show that you are recognizing the holiday. Put flowers out on veterans' graves if you want to visit other cemeteries. Just take a time as a family and put a few minutes aside to say thank you to the veterans.
I have a list, and this is how to observe Memorial Day. One of the things they mentioned was at 3 p.m. to pause and think upon the true meaning of the day and for taps to be played. Is that something you'd heard of before, sort of a collective time where everyone might stop and think?
Yes, that program was actually started under President Clinton, and it's continued to today. We're on Memorial Day at 3 p.m. People are supposed to pause and reflect on the holiday.
What goes through your mind when you're reflecting on Memorial Day?
I think of my time in the service, and I was only in for 2 years. I was a medic in Vietnam. I think back to those times. I think back to all of the wonderful people I have met in my career with the National Cemetery Administration, both employees, veterans, families, veteran service organizations. It's why I do what I do.
I saw that the National Cemetery Division of the Veterans Administration had the highest approval rating of any federal agency in the U.S. government.
Or private.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. That is a tribute to our staff at our 131 national cemeteries. Customer service is preached every day, and they do such a magnificent job at it.
How many folks do you usually have on a holiday like Memorial Day?
Memorial Day last year, we had close to 7,000 people out here, and it is a very busy place on Memorial Day. We have three major ceremonies throughout the year. One is Memorial Day, one is Veterans Day, and one is Wreaths Across America.
You're the largest cemetery in Florida?
Yes, ma'am. We are the second busiest cemetery in our cemetery system also. Riverside, California is the busiest. We do close to 7,000 burials a year here.
How do you prepare Bushnell? How do you prepare the grounds? What extra things do you do to get ready for Memorial Day?
Well, at the National Cemeteries, I think any employee that you talk to will let you know that every day is a Memorial Day event. We hold services Monday through Friday, typically. And so we're constantly maintaining the grounds. One of the things I'm tasked with is maintaining our national cemetery as a national shrine, and we strive to do that every day. For the ceremony days like Memorial Day, that's when we pay extra attention to the details, making sure that all the mulch beds are fresh, making sure all the roadways are properly trimmed and pruned, trees are pruned properly, all the small details that a lot of people don't realize that are taking place at the cemeteries.
Sometimes I see the newspapers and the TV ads and the talk about the holiday coming up, and it is all about Memorial Day sales or Memorial Day picnics, anything except for remembering those who have fallen. As a veteran yourself, does that concern you?
Everybody makes a choice, and I choose to commemorate Memorial Day by attending ceremonies. that's fine if people want to go to a sale. It doesn't mean they can't go to a service first. That's fine if they want to have a picnic. I think that can be appropriate as well. But they can still go to a service first and then go to the picnic. Or when they're at the picnic and they have family members that are veterans, maybe they do something special for those family veterans, something just to remember the day.
Anything else you'd like to say or reflection you'd like to share?
You know, working with the national cemeteries, such as at Florida National, 80% of our staff are veterans themselves. So it's veterans serving veterans. And you can see that in the way they approach their work. It just makes you proud to be part of this organization, makes you proud to be a veteran. I just like to take time personally and thank everyone for allowing me to do what I do.
Kurt Rotar is director of two national cemeteries in Florida. Ceremonies at Bay Pines are planned for 10 Monday morning and at 11 Monday morning at Bushnell.